Josh, Rhett, and Jamie. Jamie and Rhett, what you hear is what you get. Welcome to the show, the Rhett and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show. Rhett and Jamie. Jamie and Rhett, what you hear is what you get. Welcome to the show, the Rhett and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show. Rhett and Jamie. Jamie and Rhett, what you hear is what you get.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Monday morning. Okay, it might not be Monday morning when you're listening to this, but it is Monday morning in our world, and that's why we're in this, like, Monday. Case of the Mondays. You had a case of the Mondays.
I do. I was not ready for Monday to show up.
Then this morning, there's a little hint of fall in the air.
Yes.
Walked outside and went, ooh, it's just a smidge chilly. I might not turn on the air conditioner in my car this morning.
But you did anyway.
I did anyway. Because I got to, because that's what I do.
You're weird.
That's who I am. That's how I roll.
I don't know why you need it so cold.
I like it cold.
I know.
Feels good. It feels good to be cold. Makes you feel alive.
I'm ready to turn the air conditioning off in the house.
Are you really?
I really am.
I am not. See, I still think that the freezing to death is the best way to die.
Oh, well, yeah.
And maybe that's why I like to keep it so cold, because I always like to feel like I'm right on the edge of death. So the colder it is,
wow,
the better off it is.
Jeez, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I know.
Well, because when you freeze to death, you just basically go to sleep.
That's true.
It's like,
okay. And I like to sleep, so that would be the best way for me.
And then you wake up sometime later and you're in the Superman Fortress of Solitude.
What?
Because it's all an ice thing, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It's not?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I can't keep those things straight. Let's see. This weekend we saw Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it. I almost cried.
The critics liked it. I have trouble with Jack Black in that role.
Why? He's perfect.
Do you think so?
I really do. I don't know that they could have cast those movies any better than they did.
Do you see him as a cute, cuddly, roly-poly panda kind of character?
No. But because I don't see Jack Black when I see Kung Fu Panda.
I do. I
see Poe and Jack Black.
I see Poe, and to me that looks like Jack Black. And then I think of El Nacho Libre. And
wow. Now you're going to ruin it for me.
Don't do it. El Nacho Libre was not a good movie. I mean,
I didn't see it.
Jack Black has not made a lot of really tremendous movies, but he's made a couple of really bad movies.
School of Rock. I loved School of Rock.
Really?
It was a good movie.
I found that one kind of
pedantic. Don't you dare.
I don't know.
But it's good. It's so good.
One thing that I did enjoy about Kung Fu Panda 3 is they made a special point to say it's okay to have two dads. Two dads don't need to vie for attention from the kids. It's good for the kids to have two dads.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
And it was a really good point.
And as a step parent, to me that was like, finally somebody says something nice about the other dad. You know, because he wasn't the goose wasn't actually his stepdad.
No way.
He's his adopted dad.
No way.
Not a stepdad. I'm just saying he's not a stepdad. He's an adopted dad.
I didn't realize he wasn't his dad.
But the movie was all about, you know, it's good to have two dads, and the two dads came together, so it gives us hope for the future.
Because you want what's best for the kids, not what's best for you.
You know, and speaking of best for the kids. The high school kid, I can't remember his name, but he lives in this house.
Yeah.
And
our oldest.
Yeah. He tried on the ROTC uniform yesterday, and I came downstairs, and I was like, whoa. It's just like I felt like singing the national anthem. And not even kneeling, just singing the national anthem.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Because.
Well, he looks very handsome.
He looked very handsome.
He does.
Very smart-looking fellow.
Yep.
Yep.
I love it. He looks really nice, and he was very proud. And
the folks are visiting, so Mom took a picture of me with him, and I'm like, that's good. I like that. And I almost had just a moment, because we had just watched Kung Fu Panda 3, had just a moment where I thought it would be nice if the other dad was here too.
Yeah.
So that both dads could be in the picture and be proud of
their son.
Uh-huh. And let him know that they're both proud of him. They're not bickering or arguing or fighting or being, you know, small little tiny people. They're being good people, and they're being proud of him and wanting what's best for him.
Because it's not about them.
No.
It's about him.
Exactly. Right. What else did we see this weekend? We saw Now You See Me 2.
Yep.
Which had some cleverness to it, but mostly it was just stupid.
What?
It was like,
it was not stupid. It was so good.
It's like the librarians meet Spy Kids meets, I don't know.
Awesomeness. It was so good.
I don't know about that.
It was.
I don't know. I'm always on the lookout for the next George Clooney, and the guy that's in that movie, he's getting a
Mark
little.
Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. I don't know what he's been in or what he's done, but at first I thought, well, you know, he might be good looking enough to be the next George Clooney, but he's got a dumb voice.
He does not.
And he's got a round face. You can't be the super good looking guy and have a round face. Elvis had a nice, you know, oblong face, and George Clooney's got the long face as well. You can't have a round face.
Yes, you can.
And be a sex, you know,
symbol?
Idol, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you think the ultimate man was that other guy that was in...
What other guy?
That was with Jennifer Aniston.
That is not true. I don't know why you dubbed him my
Jared
guy.
What's his name?
Gerard Butler.
See, you know him.
That doesn't mean that
from the poster you have up on the wall in there.
Oh, whatever. It's like, just because you're in love with America Ferrera doesn't mean that.
I do like America Ferrera.
I know you do.
She's a good person. And it makes me feel bad that I never watched Ugly Betty.
I'm going to dub some weird actress as your love idol because... You always do that to me.
You can't dub anybody weirder than I already have. I mean, growing up, my favorite actress was Suzanne Plachette.
I don't even know who that is.
She played the wife on the Bob Newhart show, when Bob Newhart played a psychologist in Chicago, and she was a school administrator. And she was, I don't know, I was, from the time that I was a little kid, I was just always like, Suzanne Plachette, she's so awesome. And then she died from smoking, which is sad.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing?
He does not have a round face. He has an oblong face.
No,
Mark
he
Ruffalo.
Does. No,
yes, he does.
It's a round face.
No, it's not a round face.
Really? You had to look that up?
Yes, I did.
Oh, hold it up for me. Oh, no, I'm still going to say.
Oblong face.
Actually,
Mark Ruffalo.
He kind of looks like he used to be in a boy band, but then he got old and they kicked him out of the boy band. That's kind of. So he is not the next George Clooney.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to go ahead and say Mark Ruffalo, not the next George Clooney.
According to you.
According to me. According to Brett.
And I'm going
to
say whatever.
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 Let's just do that for a while, shall we? Whatever.
No,
whatever.
Let's not. Whatever. Did you know he's the Hulk?
The Hulk?
Yeah.
Really?
In all the Marvel movies, he's the Hulk.
I did not know that.
I did. I just forgot.
All right, what else?
Well, it's not like I follow specific people.
What else is on your plate on this fine Monday morning?
I don't know. So we watched those two movies, and we rented two others, and I always do that. I always am like...
You like
super time optimistic.
You like to go ahead and spend twice as much money as we need to spend because we have never
in
the history of our entire lives together, we have never had time to watch four movies.
Yes, we have.
Ever.
Yes, we have.
Name a time that we ever watched four movies.
That one time.
That one time.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, you're right. I remember that one time. But other than that one time, we have never sat down and watched four movies.
There have been a couple times.
And then you set them down, and I'm like, really? You think we're going to watch four movies tonight?
Well, you saw me rent them.
I wasn't paying any attention to how many you got.
Obviously. Wow.
I know. I stay
away.
So
it was really sad that we didn't get to watch Money Monster.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to rent that one again.
George Clooney and...
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
See, I get Julia Roberts
and Sandra Bullock confused.
No.
I do.
How do you even... Oh, my gosh.
Like Melissa,
you are not even
the
a
Melissa McCarthy
movie
fan. Heat, I thought that was the one that it wasn't.
Okay.
Turned out that it was Sandra Bullock, I believe.
Uh-huh.
No, it was the other one.
No, it was Sandra Bullock.
Okay, and then I thought it was the other one.
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts.
No.
See?
Julia Roberts has red hair. How can you even confuse the two?
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, then who am I confusing her with?
I have no idea.
Somebody else. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Carrot Top.
You are...
Mark Ruffalo.
Horrible. Ugh. I'm not even talking actors and actresses with you anymore.
The guy from Star
you
Trek.
Chris
Pine could be
who I'm talking about.
Chris Pine could be the next George Clooney.
No, he can't.
If he learns to act.
No, he can't.
You don't think so?
No.
You need to put that down because you're banging it all over on our
microphones. Yeah, I know. Because you're making me frustrated.
Got your breakfast shake with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I finished it. I like chugged it.
So now you're just banging around with the container.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. All right.
I think that we need to rename our show.
What should we rename it?
The Loft.
Well, that's what I said. So you're taking credit for it now?
I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because we're in the loft.
That wasn't your idea.
It wasn't?
No.
What was my idea?
It was your idea after it was my idea.
Really? You had the idea first?
Really.
Okay. I'll accept that. Because you probably did. You probably said it at one point. And then like 3 weeks later, I was like, you know what? I've got a great idea. And then I was like, The Loft is what we should call our show.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, you know what? Like 3 weeks ago, I said that.
Yep.
And you poo-pooed it. And now you've got this fantastic, brilliant idea, but it's not.
And you are so gullible. Of course that wasn't my idea. Why would I name it The Loft?
Because that's where we are.
Yeah, I know, but
Broadcasting live from The Loft.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're not live when you're listening to this, we were live at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Now we may not be. I don't know. You never know anything about life, do you?
No, you don't. That's kind of scary.
It is
kind of weird. Because our oldest was actually asking questions last night about 9/11.
Okay.
So he has to write this paper for English, and he had to interview three people about 9/11. How did you feel about 9/11? Where were you? What were you doing? Did you know anybody? And, you know, how was your family affected by it? And it was interesting.
Did he ask that's
now history.
Did you say that you saw thousands of Muslims celebrating in New Jersey?
I did. I said that.
There was thousands of Muslims. They're
I saw them.
There on the rooftops.
Even though I live nowhere near New York.
You can see them from here.
Yeah.
That's how many there were.
That's definitely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because Trump said that, so it had to be
true.
Thousands of Muslims. Because he gets all of his information from the National Enquirer and the political right conspiracy theory websites, and those are the people that are working for him. I'm going to hire the best people, going to be the best people. But he's fired like three staffs now.
I know.
So if he becomes president, he's going to, anybody that disagrees with him, he's going to fire them.
You're fired.
He's going to be Kim Jong-un. It's like, you're my uncle, but I don't like you, so I'm going to have your head chopped
off. You're done.
Yeah.
I'm done with you. But 9/11 is now history.
It's,
you know, and that means that there are people alive today that were not alive when 9/11 happened.
That's true. That is true.
And that is so crazy to think about, because I remember that day. And
well, it's because you're old.
Oh, shut up. I am not that old. And our oldest actually was born that year, earlier than 9/11. And so my memories are with him. And I think, wow, that's crazy, because he was a baby. And our other two weren't even born yet.
I know.
And now we have these discussions about 9/11. So it's kind of crazy.
And I was a grown-up. You were a grown-up.
Mm-hmm. No, well, kind of a grown-up.
Yeah, because I was actually working on the radio. I was the only one in the building. And I saw that come across the wire. And my first thought was, wow, that's a horrible accident. And then a few minutes later, the second one. And I was like, okay, that is not an accident. So just started reading everything that was coming across the wire until somebody got there to, you know, put it on some sort of news that knew what was going on better than me anyway, because all I was reading was stuff off the wire.
What does that even mean?
What?
Off the wire.
The AP, the Associated Press, when you work in radio, it used to be that it would just constantly feed, and there was paper always coming out, and then you would go through the paper.
Are you kidding me?
The machine was constantly printing paper. And it's like everything that's in the news, and then all of your zone forecasts for your area, and all the sports headlines, and that's how that's how you got your information.
That's insane.
I mean, even though the internet did exist at that time, still radio was pretty dependent on the Associated Press, the wire service.
Oh.
There used to be another one. There used to be UPI. They used to compete, but UPI went a bit out of business. There's actually another one other than that, but we don't need to go back that far.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
But I remember those days. I remember, you know, walking into the newsroom, and there would be just reams of paper on the floor, and like, oh, my gosh, something happened, or else nobody has checked this for like 6 hours.
So did you just go in and pull off a stack of paper?
I just started reading everything that was on the...
Oh, my gosh. That's exhausting.
And most of it was just repeating basically what they'd already said, adding a few words here or there, but it was crazy. That was a crazy time.
Oh, I am so glad for the internet.
Although not as crazy as if you were actually there in New York.
Yeah, no.
That would have been way crazier.
I know. I cannot even imagine what was going on there at that time.
Yeah, that was not good.
I mean, for me being across the country, it was shocking and surreal. But I wasn't in the middle of it, so it was not.
Did you get to read his final paper? Did he write the final paper?
No.
Or is it just
interviews? He's just interviewing right now so that he can write a draft about it.
All right.
And that, so eventually he'll have a final paper, but this is just the very, very baby stages.
Baby stages.
Baby stages.
It's time for baby stages.
I know, I was telling him when he was interviewing me that he is...
Oh, he interviewed you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you were sleeping. You had work.
Fine.
Sorry.
Fine.
Well, I was a little, I have to say, saddened and maybe a tiny bit jealous that he asked your mom first.
Well, he knows you're around all the time.
I know.
He can catch you anytime.
I know.
He can't just grab my mom anytime because she's... No. I mean, they're here right now and they're here for a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. but he can't just grab her anytime and ask her questions or do an interview or something like that. So.
No.
So I could see that. I don't think that he loves her more than he loves you.
It's not about that. I really think it's the mom thing. You go through those phases where you don't want anybody to be more than you in any way. So I know it's horrible. I had a really hard time when they got a stepmom because there were times when I knew for sure that they liked her more than they liked me.
Now we need a Kung Fu Panda 4 that says it's okay to have two moms.
Well, it is okay to have two moms. And she and I get along fairly well, I think. And
sometimes.
Well, no. I think like you, for not, the most part, like we get along fairly well. Well, no, but we don't even live in the same town. So there is that. And I really make a point to express to them that it is a good thing to have more family. You know, it's great to have more people who love you. That's awesome. And who am I to take that away from you? So
I don't, you know, there's something to be said for having a small family too, particularly when it comes to getting older, because like in your family, you've got what? Eight
87.
Brothers. Yeah. Eight brothers and sisters.
Yes, I do have eight brothers and sisters.
And in my family, I have just my sister. That's mm-hmm. She and I were the only siblings of my family, and she just passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I will never have to go through that again with a sibling. Never in my life will I ever have to go through a sibling dying.
Right.
But you know, because you're one of the younger ones, mm-hmm. chances are you're going to do that a bunch more times in your life.
Well, thanks. thanks for pointing that out.
That should be a lot of fun for you. Something to look forward to with having a big family. Meanwhile, on Kung Fu Panda 5, it'll be It's Okay to Have Two Families.
Welcome to the show, the Brett and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show, and Jamie, and Brett, what you hear is what you get. Welcome to the show, the Brett and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show, and Jamie Show, and Jamie, and Brett.
Okay, since it's Monday morning, I think we should do a little Monday morning quarterbacking, talk a little bit about football. I'm very little because I know that you don't really know anything about football. That's all right. That's okay.
I know, it makes you sad, I'm very sorry.
This doesn't necessarily have anything to do with knowing anything about football anyway, but I was watching a football game yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, is football showing us an outdated concept on how we should be? And maybe
what does that mean?
Well, because it's very competitive. It's very mm-hmm. violent.
I wouldn't say violent.
It's very violent. They're,
in what way?
Well, considering they're wearing these big plastic things on their heads and on their shoulders and using them as weapons. And
they're not, though.
Hurting each other and themselves. Well,
that's not violent, I think, in the definition of what we see as violence now.
Well, it's not throwing them to the lions.
Well, no. And it's except definitely
unless
not.
Unless they're in Detroit. Sorry.
It's definitely not necessarily trying to hurt them on purpose.
No, but there's
do you know what I mean? Yes, you're hurting
machismo.
Them.
There's this machismo that goes like, along with football. And
I want to do the most damage I possibly can to this person. It's not like that.
They did that with New Orleans. New Orleans ended up with a whole bunch of people suspended for a season or two because they, you know, had these hit lists.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's not looked upon as a good thing. You don't want to hurt people like that. So it's not violent in a violent sort of way.
But there is, I mean, I saw, while I was watching football yesterday, I saw three taunting penalties, which is like, we did something great, you suck, yeah, you know, that's taunting.
I know what taunting is.
You get in somebody's face and you taunt. I saw three of those penalties, and then they showed up in the stands, they just showed a shot of the crowd, and there was this little girl that was wearing a shirt from one of the teams, and there was a little girl just down from her, just a couple of people, that was wearing a shirt from the other team, and you could see the little girl was taunting the other one, because her team, and she was like, yeah, yeah. and it was violent and vicious and ugly taunting. And it was from a little girl. She's like 12 years old.
Taunting can be violent and vicious. I get that. I totally get that. I think that that's part of being a fan and part of being supportive of your team, you know? I don't know that it's not like, okay, so right now in the presidential race, Trump supporters and Hillary supporters are very, very vocal, and Trump supporters have a tendency to get violent.
Yes.
Violent in the way that exactly. They will hit and punch and kick and bite and whatever they do.
And football shows that in our society.
Okay, but football fans, I don't think, are so like that outside of the stadium, they're going to like beat the heck out of each other.
Well, not usually, although that happens with soccer, professional soccer and other
places. Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like soccer hooligans all over the world.
Okay, so how is this showing us outdatedness?
Because it's so masculine and testosterone driven and authoritarian, and we're better than you because we're stronger than you. That whole sort of, there's so many things that are wrapped around that. You know, the people that, you know, America, love it or leave it. The people that say, you know, we can just carpet bomb whoever we feel like carpet bombing because we're the greatest. Those same sorts of attitudes are in our sporting events, particularly like football. And is that really the direction that we want our country to go in?
You know, I think our country is in that direction. It's not going in that direction. It's there. We've reached that point. And we were talking about this actually yesterday, I think, when we were talking about the Manhattan bombing. Uh-huh. Because we're not dealing with outsiders anymore. We're not dealing with international terrorists. We're dealing with domestic terrorism.
Well, and that's another thing, because we always, whenever there's whatever, the latest attack on whoever, gunfire, bombs, whatever, you know, we always just wait to find out who it's going to be, unless you're Fox News, in which you just declare that it's mm-hmm. going to be Islamic extremists. But you know, and why do we put external terrorism above local internal terrorism? Because we see a lot of that too.
Yes.
You know, shooting
and
up our
I
black
think that
church.
That's worse. I think that it's worse when we have terrorism in our own country. Americans who are terrorizing other Americans.
I know.
That is worse than having another country come in and bomb us. I think that it speaks volumes when somebody will, in their own country, terrorize somebody because they have a separate belief than they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. And it makes you an American. It makes you a
traitor.
A traitor. Yes, absolutely.
It's treason.
It is treasonous.
If you're an American and you kill another American for whatever the reason may be, then you have committed an act of treason.
And what makes me mad is now that all these things happen, the news looks for ties to outside. Do you realize that this country is made up of people who are from the outside?
Yeah,
who are not originally from America? Mm-hmm. We're all immigrants in some way. So if you look closely at anybody in the United States, other than probably a Native American, you can find ties to other countries. If you look hard enough, you can. You just can. And it makes me angry that that's the first thing that they look for now. It doesn't matter that they're an American-born citizen. It doesn't matter that their parents were American-born. It doesn't matter that their grandparents and their grandparents were born in America. The only thing that matters is that you have some sort of tie to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing now with this bomber.
Yep, they're
exactly. It's automatically, he's described as a naturalized citizen of Afghan descent. Well, of course. You know, I'm sure if you look close enough, you can find some sort of Afghani descent in anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me so angry. Well, we need to be more angry about the fact that these things are happening in our country and they're being done by other citizens.
Right.
Well, other American citizens, and we are giving them the means to do this.
And I understand why Trump supporters are angry, because they feel like America doesn't mean anything anymore. Like, you know, they're more patriotic because nobody else cares about America. They just want to be slackers and takers and whatever they are. And so
according to whom?
According to them. But I think that that is very misguided. I think that there's a huge aspect of that just doesn't see things the right way. And I think that we should be working on making it mean something to be an American.
But it does mean something to be an American.
And just standing up for the national anthem or just saying the Pledge of Allegiance or something,
that doesn't make you American.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't make it mean something to be an American. The thing that makes it mean something to be an American is to know that I am an American and there is a minimum standard of living that is acceptable for me. I don't kill other Americans, and I will not be killed by an American.
Right. And there you go. You do not get to kill other Americans. And I think that the problem with Trump supporters is they have defined what they believe is patriotic, what they believe is hardworking America. And they don't realize that in America, we have created this bias against other Americans.
I know, and that's
crazy.
A
bias against the lower class.
Every American deserves health care. I don't care. It doesn't matter if you like them or hate them.
And food and shelter and
safety.
Right.
Housing. Oh, she said shelter. Okay.
So right.
Education.
Yes.
Yes.
And you don't need to carry a gun to do those things.
The Fez.
Yes, the Fez.
Food, education, housing, health, and safety. Feds.
Look at you. You actually remember.
That's from a previous podcast.
Yeah. I think I actually had to delete that one from our lineup.
You deleted the Fez podcast?
Yeah, I can repost it. Don't freak out.
Oh, that was a good one.
A good one?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
You know, I need to go back and listen to all of those
and see what
we talked about.
No.
It's always fun. It's fun to listen.
I could never do that. I could never binge listen to myself. Although I'm not really a binge watcher either. You'll go through that sometime.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Although you're
I'm
not
super
doing that
excited
now.
Because Netflix sent me a notification yesterday, day before maybe, that said that there are new Penny Dreadful episodes on Netflix. So I'm going to binge watch Penny Dreadful season 3.
I thought you said you were done binge watching things.
I am because I haven't searched out new stuff.
Okay.
But the old stuff, I want to continue that. You know, I'm still invested in those things.
And where did Penny Dreadful come from? It came from your sister and brother-in-law?
Yes.
And they recommended it, so you decided to watch it?
Yes, but you recommended Trailer Park Boys. Why would I ever want to see Trailer Park Boys?
I did not recommend that to you. I recommended that to me. And it just makes you feel kind of creepy. Like.
But I know that we don't like the same kind of things.
So no matter what it is that I recommend that you like,
I do things that you recommend.
You know that I should not.
I read 19 whatever.
Really?
I did. I read it.
1984.
I thought so.
Who's the main character?
No idea.
All right. Okay.
I read it, though, and it just not my thing.
Who's the main character on Penny Dreadful? Oh, good. Well, I feel better about that then. At least it's not just my stuff that you instantly forget.
I didn't instantly forget it.
I was like, well, okay. I'm pretty sure that I just read 384 pages, but I don't remember a single thing.
I did remember it after I read it. It's just been a few years, and so I would have to do a refresher course. It's that way with everything. Honestly.
Because getting older is kind of sucky.
No, I think that you pick and choose the things that you want to keep in your brain. And you say, okay, well, this is not important.
Maybe where you are.
So dump it.
Yeah, I don't get to pick. Things just fall out randomly.
Well, and I'm sure that they do that with me too. Because there's lots of things that I remembered before that I don't remember now.
Which is pretty sure why I can't walk on the treadmill without holding on.
What?
Because the whatever was in my head that said it's okay to balance like this,
mm-hmm.
I just lost that years ago.
Chris can't do it either.
I know.
It's weird. I can do it, but
you can run.
I know I can.
You can run on the treadmill.
I can run on the treadmill. Do I do that? No, I don't.
If I tried to do that without holding on, I would just shoot through the wall.
Right. Oh, let's do a video about that.
Okay,
let's, that would be fun.
Let's go do that right now, shall we?
No, let's not.
The Brett and Jean Show 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 and J